Welcome back to the show. Well, August is Women's Month here in South Africa, and as I mentioned earlier, every weekday here on Classic 1027, I'm going to be chatting to some really phenomenal women on Classic Lunch. And this series of 20 interviews is proudly brought to you by First for Women Insurance. So I thought, who better to start with than the Chief Executive Officer of First for Women Insurance, Robin Farrell. And I've got her on the line right now. Hello, Robin. How are you?
Hello, Carolyn. Well, thank you. I'm doing really well.
Good, good, good. Thanks so much for joining us here on Classic Lunch. Robin, I want to find out a few things about you. How did you start your career in insurance? What made you to decide to go on that career path?
I'm an attorney by profession, and I was doing work for First for Women in my capacity as an attorney. And then I decided to jump the fence and work for First for Women. I think insurance is such an incredibly important thing. I think that that's often not understood as well as it should be in South Africa. The way it can protect people and help them get back onto their feet, women in particular, I think is very important. So it's something that's quite close to my heart, so that if people do suffer a loss or if something goes wrong, we can put them back on their feet as soon as possible so that it doesn't really impact their life and their family's lives on an ongoing basis. It helps kind of restore them in the position that they were before the accident. It's a really important concept and something I feel really passionate about.
Robin, we always think of insurance as quite male-dominated in terms of, you know, people at the top of the ladder. Was that a problem for you? It was a stumbling block in any way? How did you get to the top of that ladder?
No, it wasn't. I think I'm really lucky where I work. There are many senior women. And really, in my experience, if you work hard, you focus on the right things, you've got a good team of people, you look after your customers and do what's best for them, I think you can do well. So it wasn't a stumbling block for me.
That's fantastic. Robin, I know that you've inspired many women when I've seen you in the offices. I mean, many women look up to you in business. But tell me something. Was there a woman that you looked up to, that you aspired to be like?
Well, you know, if I think about women that I admire, women that I admire are people like Tilly Madonsela, Rudi Klabi, Feral Hafiji, women like that, who are very outspoken, not afraid to speak their minds, not afraid to take people on. Often that, I think, at that personal expense. I really admire people like that who stand up for what's right in this country, who fight corruption, who are on the side of right and are not afraid to speak their minds. They are fearless women. And I think who else inspires me? I think it's, you know, the way you have every man, you have every woman. So the women who are there every day, who wake up, hop in their cars, get in their taxis, go to work, look after their families, put food on the table, the unsung heroes of this country are the women, and they motivate and inspire me.
Robin, let's talk about First for Women Foundation. You're a trustee.
Yes,
tell us a bit about the foundation, the work you do, and particularly with women-related charity organizations.
So, you know, we are really proud of our foundation. Since we launched it in 2005, we spent 70 million rand on women-related causes, and in particular fighting...
How much? How much? Repeat.
70.
70.
Wow. Yeah. We are so proud of that. And I think particularly in this country, and once again, it's come to the fore during lockdown, gender-based violence and abuse. I mean, you know, you can't switch on the radio or look at your Facebook page without hearing some dreadful news about a woman or a child that's been abused. I think that's probably the bigger pandemic in this country. So the money that we spent supporting causes that help prevent it, that support survivors, that's really been it's been the North Star of this foundation. And particularly now during lockdown, we've supported the National Gender-Based Violence Command Center, and in particular the social workers there, who are obviously under enormous stress and strain at this stage. The number of calls to that contact center have gone up 3 times. I think just talking to what's happening to women at home, where you're supposed to be safe, these women are not. It's stressful.
Right. Well, this is the first in a series of interviews that I'll be presenting on Classic 1027 during Women's Month with the support, of course, thanks to you, Robin, of First for Women. And I'm really looking forward to chatting to some more truly dynamic women over the next few weeks. Tell us a bit more about what else First for Women has got planned for Women's Month this year.
Well, that would be telling. So we have to think up our sleeve. So watch this space, Carolyn. You'll see soon enough.
Great. You know, we are a music station, and so I think it's time for a piece of music, and you've suggested that I play something by Ella Fitzgerald because you really love her music. So here is the First Lady of Song, with a song first sung by the great Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz. It's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, sung there by the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. And that was especially for the CEO of First for Women, the First Lady of First for Women, Robin Farrell, who is my guest today here on Classic Lunch. Before we end our chat today, Robin, tell me, if you had one piece of advice for the women of South Africa, what would that be?
I think that there's nothing as attractive as confidence. So I would ask them to be confident in themselves and in their abilities, and to believe in themselves. I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, but I do think that women sometimes downplay what they do, and I would encourage them not to, to believe in themselves, to stand up, to be counted. They count and they make a difference. So yeah, let their confidence shine through.
Stand up, be counted, make a difference. Thanks so much, Robin, for coming onto the show. It's been so great chatting to you, and I look forward to seeing you in person one of these months, hopefully.
I look forward to that. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks. That was Robin Farrell, the Chief Executive Officer of First for Women Insurance.